Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 2nd April, and the corresponding Islamic date is 9th Sha'ban 1441. As mentioned last week, on Thursday after the Maghrib Salah, the day of Jumu'ah begins. Friday begins, the Islamic Friday. On Friday, there are certain things which we need to do. Last week, we learned that we need to read Surah Dukhan on the night of Friday, meaning after Maghrib Salah on Thursday, when Jumu'ah begins. Between then and between the time we go to sleep, we need to read Surah Dukhan, and the reward of this was very great. One reward was that Allah will build a very big house for us in Jannah, like a palace. And number two, Allah forgives our sins. Now in today's lesson, we are going to learn another action which we should do on Friday. And I mentioned there was two surahs we need to read. One was Surah Dukhan and the other is Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf is in the 15th juz. Surah Dukhan is in the 25th juz. Surah Kahf is in the 15th juz. Now why should we read Surah Kahf? First of all, in the hadith we find that Friday is mentioned as the time when Surah Kahf should be read. There are virtues and the day Friday is mentioned. So this is one reason we should read it on Friday. The surah is so great that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah, we find in a narration that 70,000 angels descended with this surah. So Allah did not send just the surah. Out of honor of this surah, how great this surah is, 70,000 angels, they came down with this surah. Now, what does a person get by reading this surah? Now, there are a few things he will get. Number one, that person who reads the first 10 ayat of this surah, whoever reads the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayat, so the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayat, because of reading the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills his entire body with a special light. It becomes illuminated. And if he reads the full surah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the space from his feet up until the sky, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills the entire space with light. Now because this is something of the akhirat, we cannot see it in this world. But its blessings, it will come into our lives. That is why in another hadith we find that whoever reads Surah Kahf on Friday, then from that Friday until the next Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills him with such light that the light enters into his heart and he will see many, many blessings because of this light in his life. So we need to read Surah Kahf for this reason. Another reason we should read Surah Kahf, we find in another narration, that whoever reads Surah Kahf, then by reading Surah Kahf, his sins from last Jummah until this Jummah are forgiven, his minor sins. So if I read Surah Kahf tomorrow, then from last Friday until this Friday, any sins I would have done, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. And another thing what happens is that the future week, so one is the past week, that Allah forgives our sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills our body or fills the space between us and the sky with light, illuminates it. And this illumination carries on until the next Friday. And not only until the next Friday, this person who regularly reads Surah Kahf, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be filled with light and he will see lots of light on the day of Qiyamah. There will be areas on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, where it will be very dark. But this light, it will help him in that time. We are very scared many times of darkness. On the day of Qiyamah, we will not be scared because of the blessing of Surah Barakah, Surah Kahf, we will see lots of light. Now, there is another benefit. And this benefit is that whoever reads Surah Kahf every Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him between then and the next Friday if the fitna of Dajjal came. So any fitna, any trial, any difficulty that was to happen from now until next week, next Friday, any difficulty that was going to happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us. And the greatest difficulty which will happen to us is when Dajjal will come. Right now there is fear of coronavirus, but the fear of Dajjal, it is much, much greater than the coronavirus. So if you read Surah Kahf, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only save us from these little difficulties like the coronavirus, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from the big difficulty when Dajjal will come. And finally, there is one thing that all of you can do, because all of you are very clever. You have lots of good memory. So your memory will allow you to do this, and that is that whoever memorizes the first or last, and to be on the safe side, we can learn both. So it is a total of 20 ayat. So the first 10 ayat or the last 10 ayat, whoever memorizes it, Allah will definitely save him from the fitna of Dajjal. So those children who are hafiz of the Quran, they are so lucky. But those of us who are not hafiz, then we can easily learn the first 10 ayat of Surah Kahf and the last 10 ayat of Surah Kahf. By learning the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayat, we will definitely be saved from the trouble with Dajjal will bring us. Allah will save God us. So we all need to try to read Surah Kahf on the day of Friday. So on the night of Friday, which is Thursday night, we need to read Surah Dukhan. And on the day of Friday, we all need to read Surah Kahf. Inshallah, we'll have one more lesson of the week, lesson of the day tomorrow, and then we'll have a weekend break, and then we'll continue on Monday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all lots of blessings. Just a quick reminder that everyone should read lots of durood today. It is Friday, so read lots of durood as well. Our target is a minimum of 500 to 1,000 durood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all lots of barakah and keep you all.